I write a lot about grammar myths, misperceptions, especially ones that were all the rage in classrooms in the 50s and 60s, that seem to have surprising staying power. The supposed rule that you can't end a sentence with a preposition is a popular one. So's the idea that it's wrong to split an infinitive. Both these ideas are, one, widely believed, and two, utterly and completely untrue. I spend so much time talking and writing about these myths that sometimes I wonder if it's still relevant to discuss them. In my work, I'm surrounded by people who know that these things are untrue, and my encounters with victims of bad grammar information are actually pretty rare. Do these myths really still live on, I wonder? Or am I just beating a dead horse, so to speak? But every once in a while, I get a glimpse at the damage the myth spreaders inflicted, like the email I got recently from a reader of my column. Dear June, the third sentence of your December 4th Times Union column begins with but. I had learned that sentences should not begin with but. Wouldn't however be more appropriate to begin that sentence? If you were determined to use but, shouldn't it connect the two clauses? Which would, I agree, make a very long sentence. So in other words, someone, a teacher or a parent or someone else this reader trusted, taught her wrong. And because kids aren't inclined to doubt or fact-check everything they learn in school, who can blame her for believing it? On the other hand, we could ask, what's she been doing all these years since she was in school? Assuming she's had even the smallest exposure to books, magazines, and newspapers, which she read my article in, this reader has no doubt seen the word but at thousands and thousands of sentences right at the beginning. Has she just not noticed that starting sentences with the word but is standard? Or has she noticed how many people use but at the beginnings of sentences, but just didn't know who to ask about it until now? And why would anyone believe that but can't start a sentence, but however can, if they mean basically the same thing? I don't know. I just know it's a shame that bad information can be so resilient. So, in the interest of helping put this one to bed, here's the official answer to whether you can start a sentence with but. Of course you can. But don't take it from me. Here's what some top experts have to say. Quote, the widespread public belief that but should not be used at the beginning of a sentence seems to be unshakable, yet it has no foundation. That was Fowler's Modern English Usage. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage agrees, quoting William Zissner as saying, if that's what you learned, unlearn it. Garner's Modern American Usage says that starting a sentence with but is, quote, highly desirable in any number of contexts. I could go on, but the point is that the experts are 100% in agreement on this. You can, whenever you like, start a sentence with but. You can also start one with however. The choice rests only on which one you think best fits with the tone of what you're writing. And in case you're wondering, yes, you can also start a sentence with the word and you can start one with so, and you can start one with because. That's according to the reference books. In fact, just about any statement that begins, you can't start a sentence with, is a statement you can dismiss as pure baloney.